Hello, Hop and Barrel fans. Welcome to the Hop and Barrel Happy Hour. I'm Justin.
I'm James.
I'm Alyssa.
And we have a packed basement here tonight with Ziggy's biggest fan, Alexa.
Hello.
And our special guests from the Firewater Gospel Choir, two of our favorite bards, Zeb and Josh.
Hello.
Wait, we're what?
Bards. What? Bards?
What's a bard?
Like D&D bards, powers, roll some dice, seduce things.
Okay.
A lot of seduction.
Turns out that is my power.
There you go. See? I called it. And as always, producer Casey.
Hello.
The Hop and Barrel Happy Hour is brought to you by Blind Ninja Studios in the beautiful River Falls, Wisconsin. Before we get started, we'd like to give a shout out to the Black Belt patrons. Andy Thompson, Bjorn Bjornsson, Brian Jones, Devin Stinson, Phil Felbin, and Hop and Barrel Brewing Company. You can support Blind Ninja Studios on Patreon at patreon.com/blindninjastudios or by following the patron link at the bottom of the blindninjastudios.com homepage. This is episode 30, and we're going to wrap up our year 2023, looking back on the first 6 years in business and looking forward to what we have brewing in the years ahead. So, as always, let's start with cracking open a beer. So, James,
yeah. What
are we drinking here tonight?
Today we are enjoying Doc's Pale Ale. This beer means a lot to all of us from the outside. The name itself pays tribute to our biggest fan, Doc. The can art made by Julie unmistakably captures the man, the myth, the legend. Inside the can, it is a smash brew of Mandarina hops and pale malt. Essentially, this is a session version of Space Force. We took a lot of the best notes that we liked about it, some of the citrus, some of the bitters, with a smooth finish and not quite as much of a dank punch on the back end. This one is closer to about 5.5% rather than in the upper eights like Space Force. This one is going to be offered year-round as a new standard. It's quickly become my favorite go-to beer around the tap room. And we know it's something that Doc would have approved of having his name on. So, cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, this goes down easy.
Now, Alyssa, being part of the brew on this one, what can you tell us about this?
So Nathan and I brewed this one, and the entire day we're brewing this beer, it is measuring to be higher in ABV than it's supposed to be. And Justin's like, well, you guys can fix it. And we're just trying everything. We're sucking more water out of that thing, trying to lower it. It might still be a little bit higher, but it was measuring up there. I think at least a couple percent higher.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be like 5.5.
5.5, and I think it managed to be 6, but it was maybe around 7 or 8 at that time.
Yeah, way above.
So,
yeah. Yeah, we love that.
Something
one.
Doc would have wanted, yeah. A higher beer.
Exactly. Now, as James asks a random beer question, with our studio guests in mind from Firewater Gospel Choir, my question for this week is, if we were to create a Firewater beer, what would it be like?
There's no way I'm going to describe beer the way you describe it. I want you to like speak at my funeral. Like, that was good.
Thank you.
I don't know, the last ones we've had a few beers in the past that have been made for us.
We've done this before, and I really like that one, but I don't know if that's like sacrilege to talk
about. No.
What was that? No, like, Bobtown made.
How dare you talk about beer on this podcast?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know the rules.
For shame.
Yeah. What was that like?
That one was a Kentucky Common.
Yeah.
And it had vanilla and was aged in like a whiskey barrel.
Nice.
So that one was delicious. It was really good.
That was kind of spot on, actually, mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're a little crusty and
vanilla,
a little aged and but sweet in the right spots.
Yep. Put us in a barrel.
Yep.
Seductively perfect. Aged. Would you
this is
say?
This is just information gathering at this point. This
no,
is all
exactly.
This is. This is for a summer
if
project.
We're gonna make a beer. Let's ask the horse itself.
One idea I had was kind of to do a play on like a Mike's Hot Honey. So it'd be like either a spicy cayenne or serrano spiked with a honey lager or a honey blonde, something like that.
Yep,
I can see that.
As long as you put it in a barrel and get it crusty.
It's got to be crusty.
Yeah, extra crusty.
Put it on the river for few months or something.
Ooh.
Let it splash around on the river there in a barrel.
Make sure there's no practice involved either, because we don't do none of that.
No.
A future version
We're
of Down by the River.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
We will be writing that one down.
Yeah. I'm taking notes right now.
I got it.
Didn't the podcast already take a note on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we got notes. That was a good one. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, that's
heat in a barrel. That sounds kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make it a spicy red.
Ooh.
What? Oh, why?
Yeah, I just want it's a spicy like red. Fire, I don't think that's too much
water.
To ask for.
Yeah. Do you have to feed
the fire
into
water?
The
it's got
to
be a spicy red, and that would be just be perfect.
A little bit of bite. Yeah.
Alexa, just because you're a spicy red doesn't mean everything's about you.
You know what would be
should
better?
Be. I feel like they would appreciate a spicy red. Just finally, someone on my level. They're nodding.
There's so much else there that we're not going to get into.
Josh, so tell me. No.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So moving on.
The real reason we asked
topic.
You here.
Moving on to sales and distribution news. So kind of some big updates, and we'll have an upcoming episode where I think we're going to unpack sales and distribution in a bigger way, kind of the ins and outs of how it works. So stay tuned for that in the coming months. But kind of the cool news for us is at the six-year mark, we are about to debut statewide in Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Outside of four counties around Door County, we'll essentially have statewide distribution. With kind of a big barnstorm of Wisconsin event packed January and February through Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison, on top of all the normal things we're doing in our area in Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley. So, it's a lot to fall into at once, but we're really excited about it, and a little bit at a time, it's falling into place. So stay tuned for news. Check us out online. But we've got a couple great partners with Wisconsin distributors in Madison and Appleton, and then Dean out of Green Bay and Arborvita. So a lot more to come out of that area in the next year. So stay tuned for some cool stuff. And if you're in the area, start asking for our beer. We'll be there. But the guest of honor. So in celebration of our six-year anniversary.
Let's just get right to it.
Yeah.
What took you so long?
I don't know. Getting things out of the way. But a big part of our anniversary has always been Firewater. You guys have played every one of our, it'll be 6 years this January. You'll play our sixth show.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah,
it's kind of flown. So when we did this episode, kind of want to look back at the year end. We obviously want to have you guys here just to talk a little bit about your band, about playing at our place, just what you guys got going on, just to kind of chat a little bit.
Sure.
So for those of you who don't know, who aren't in the tap room and are kind of listening from our other areas, Firewater Gospel Choir is a local powerhouse band, I'd say.
Oh, jeez.
So
dozens of fans.
So I want
there are dozens of us. Dozens.
Just so we understand, you play a lot of gospel music, right?
Oh yeah.
Everybody loves a good gospel choir.
Yep. So they're just so empowering.
Is that you'd have the sound clip set up for that? That would have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you may have some careful editing. You may have to.
We'll see if we can edit that in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She's amazing.
That is actually a funny story. Right?
Why don't you tell us about
that? We did, what was it? Hudson Music Fest a couple years ago. And they did some, it was almost like it looked like a Saturday Night Live skit where they had these two ladies on public access previewing the show. And, one of them knew of us, and the other one did not, and I think was a local educator in town, and she asked about the gospel choir, and she was very interested, and she literally thought we were a gospel choir.
I love a good gospel choir, she said.
It sounded straight out of SNL with the heavy Midwestern accent. And
when it wasn't.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good plug for Hudson Local Access. Check it out.
Yeah,
it is quite entertaining.
That one's probably in the archive somewhere. You can dig it up.
You threw it on your Facebook, didn't you?
It's somewhere. Spring Valley. Your Spring Valley.
That was our intro.
Yeah, that's right.
Before we started.
Back when we were ambitious and cared.
Yeah. Well, I guess, how would you describe your type of music if it's not gospel music, though?
I'd always call it like alt country to Southern rock to anything like that, where it's, it's rock and roll, but it's still got a country vibe to it for sure. You know, we play a lot of those Americana guys or stuff.
I hate this question.
Yeah, it's tough to kind of put you in, but
no,
I mean, it's
I
country.
It.
I mean, I don't hate it. It's just so hard. It's like when someone comes up to you and play, like, "What do you guys play?" And you've got like 60 songs in front of you, and you just go, "I don't know."
Well, what beers do you have on tap?
I was just going to say, I respect the same thing. Tell you what, the better answer is, why don't you check where can someone listen to your music if they're not at a live show?
all over, man. Spotify, Amazon.
The internet.
The internet, yeah. We have our website just about ready to roll, so that one's pretty much almost up. So our website, firewatergospelchoir.com. Yeah. Go to that. They can log in and be part of the congregation, listen to our EP right now that we put out last year. We got some more songs coming out hopefully in the next month or two, and then another handful of more songs. So they keep coming. So we're writing as much as we can. And
yeah, we just got back. Yeah, we got four songs that have been ready to go for a while, and we just kind of been dragging our asses a little bit and waiting for the right moment to strike. And then we just did five more. We did scratch recordings on five more, and we'll get back early next winter, or probably late next winter, early spring, and knock those out.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Well, I guess backing up a second, why don't you tell us a little bit about each of you? I mean, we introduced you, but what do each of you play in the band? What do you do?
I'm just the other guy. You go ahead.
Well, I do, you know, not as much vocals as old Josh here does, but sing and then play guitar in the band. There's five of us in the band, and then sometimes we do have a sixth Beatle that kind of comes out, sprouts out every now and then from a fiddle player to someone playing harmonica or something like that. But there's five of us in the band. So Josh and I started it, I don't know, 8 years ago probably.
Yeah, the origin story.
Yeah. Where it was going to be called Firewater Johnson instead. And it was going to be like a punk rock kind of like a
How hammered was I that night? I don't I remember the Firewater Johnson.
Yeah, and then you decided that we should maybe go with gospel choir.
I remember sitting at Shooters.
That's got a better ring.
I remember sitting at Shooters, and we were trying to come up with names because it was just the two of us. Yeah. And the funny part was calling the two of us a choir.
Yeah.
The gospel part just kind of got tossed in there, and Firewater just because that's what we do.
Yeah, drink the whiskey. Yeah. But so we started that a long time ago, and then it evolved into adding more players and. Yeah, it was
way more like putting beer names and recipes together than anticipated.
I
didn't even see that commonality.
Throwing everything against the wall just to see what sticks.
Well, it's kind of what we did.
Highly poundable.
Yeah. Remarkably poundable.
Are you just waiting to
Pepper McMinty face?
Okay, yeah.
And lastly,
nothing
goes down
I,
like Mullet Man.
Yeah. I say Josh and I, from there, kind of, we started writing music together. He's a great lyricist, so he was... He had a lot of responsibility with coming up with the lyrics. And I did a lot of music, and then from there.
Look at him blush.
Yeah, I'm the other guy.
Yeah.
And then I'm the guy that stands next to Zeb and just is lucky to be there. That's me.
Man. Oh, thanks, man.
That's hard. That's got me right in the feelers.
Yeah.
I'm Josh. I do more of the singing, less of the guitaring. It's kind of a good dynamic between Zeb and I. It's cool having two front people. That can do what we do, right? Like, I think it's not to toot our own horns, but it's kind of hard to get one that can sing and play guitar. And I don't play guitar as well as Zeb, but I can strum a little bit and I sing a bit more. I'm just lived in the area for a while. I was in a band with who is now our rhythm section, so Rick and Brando. Was in a band with them called The New Skinny, and we were just a hot ass mess of a band. You either came to watch us play or you came to watch to see what was going to happen, and either one was equally as good, depending on the night. So we've grown and matured a little bit. So I brought those guys on when Zeb and I started playing together. We started 7 or 8 years ago, and I think we just knew each other from the area, and we always talked about it for years. Like, we should get together, and we finally fucked around and did. And
yeah,
then we added some guys into the mix, and now here we are.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, if you could, collaboration's kind of a thing in the beer world. So, obviously it is in the music world, too. If you could collaborate with anyone right now, who would that be?
Jelly Roll.
Because
he's collabing with everybody. That guy will make you famous.
Hop on the collab train?
Yeah, he'll make you famous.
He put a smackdown on somebody at WWE the other night.
Oh, really? I miss that.
You see that?
But I would say him, for me, because...
Wait, he was on WWE too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one.
Seriously.
Yeah. Someone got all up in his grill and he gave him the business. And,
The guy's famous right now, yeah.
Yeah.
Ride the coattails,
But I just want you guys to know, when you were talking about, your sound and they were trying to figure out who you sounded like, I said they remind me of Jelly Roll.
Oh, yeah.
I said they have a sound very similar to Jelly Roll, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's very, like, his stuff is... closely into the gospel kind of thing too.
Yeah.
If you like dive down into like what he does, like
just very raw.
Yeah,
it's like raw from the heart type stuff. Yeah, especially the new stuff we put out.
you know, for various reasons. It really is. And mm-hmm. even the newer music that we've got coming. Our first album was a bit of an experiment. It was a little, it was different. The writing process was very different this time around, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I wrote down, I want to hear more from Firewater Johnson. So
there's an untapped merch line there at a minimum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The idea was to do like a rockabilly thing. Like a thing with, yeah. like, you know, that cool Straight Cats kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, because we messed around with.
Firewater Johnson. I think it's a perfect, like.
Mike and Jeremy want. That's, kind of, yeah. That was the original vibe. Then that was hard. So we dumbed it down to country. This is too tough. Some of that, this music's difficult.
Yeah. There's timing involved.
Yeah. No, thank you. I'm out.
Yeah.
Oh, collab. I took notes. I do a podcast with another friend of mine, and we are not this prepared. So I figured I'd participate and take some notes. So I'm a lyricist, like Zeb said. So I like Tyler Childers is hot right now.
I mean,
he's been around. Like I'm late. I'm so late to the Tyler Childers party. It's not, you know, I've just started listening to him in the last couple of years, and he's been around for like 10, 12 years, probably even more, just stamping out hit after hit after hit. And it's kind of that same, like, the lyrics are just like raw, and like some of his stuff, like you could tell someone did him real dirty, you know, like you can go to hell, my dear, probably like it better there. That's fucking savage. Yeah. I love it.
So what's the creative process like? I know you mentioned you're working on, you put out your EP, you're working on some new stuff. How's that process? I mean, for us, I mean, brewers each have kind of a different approach. Sometimes it's scientific. I have kind of a culinary approach. Yeah. Like, how do you approach music making? Is it, you know,
some of it's inspiration.
It's a lot like we make love, Justin.
Just kidding. Oh, don't remind me.
I think it's more.
Oh, the looks wrong. I almost broke a list on that one.
Yeah. It's going the wrong way.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, stuff that happens in your life. You know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, most musicians or artists write about is either something that's happened in their life or something that a friend has gone through or something like that. You get inspiration from that. You know, some of the stuff is very personal that, you know, you let out to people, and you sometimes don't want to necessarily do that, but, you know, you have to get it out, and artists are great at kind of exposing themselves that way. But we would, you know, a lot of times either I would have maybe a guitar riff or some chord progression, and Josh would just be like, oh, I love that. Keep playing that chord progression. I got some ideas. I've watched him write lyrics in 5 minutes, just sitting around, like, coming up with a chord progression, just having an idea. And so, yeah, and I think sometimes he's even brought, like, some lyrics, said, hey, I got an idea for this lyric, come up with a guitar riff. And a lot of the times, you know, it's usually the guitar players or even Garrett with playing keyboards has come up with some really, really nice pieces to kind of work with. So
it's a good blend. It's all been kind of different too, like the chunks, and we were kind of written, like, we released 4-ish songs, you know, a year and a half ago or so, and then
you'll never call that 5-1, but it's 4.
That songs doesn't exist. There's 4 songs out there.
If I was a better interviewer, I would push on that, but just go to Spotify.
Listen to the next 4 songs and you'll understand. And then, like, the 4 we're kind of trying to get out now, like, that was a lot of me. Like, I came, like, hey, I got this, and the guys were pretty accepting and patient. And and then this last time it was a lot more of, I think Zeb had, like, a lick or a riff, and I'd either have some notes of some lyrics down, or sometimes, I came up with them from scratch. Like, a couple, like, John Earl Shine, man, that was from scratch just the other day, just coming up with that one. So it really depends. But, yeah, it usually starts with some lyrics or, like, a nice riff from Zeb, and then we just go from there.
Yeah.
And the rest of the guys just fill in, so, you know, just perfectly, like, it's just their style, especially some of the new stuff we're doing. It's a little more upbeat, a little more, like, in your face, and like Zeb said, some of the songs get super personal, and that was kind of the last chunk of songs that we wrote, and we've moved away from that a little bit, which a lot of people probably won't tell me to my face, but they're probably not too upset about it.
So on the topic of memories, let's talk a little bit about your shows at Hop. Do you have anything that sticks out to you that you've enjoyed? I mean, you keep coming back, besides that, you know, we hire you to pay. So I'm hoping you like part of it.
I mean,
to play.
I mean, we still
I can't pronounce it.
We let Brando still in the band, even though that one time that he might have knocked your guitar off the
stand. That's what I had written down. Yeah, everything I had written down, I didn't think anything good.
Oh, it's usually not. It's usually not.
Usually those are the memories.
And there's the time Garrett fell over and almost died.
He had heat stroke.
And that's when some of his other health stuff kicked in just right at that show.
We got caught in a winter storm and walked in for the last two songs on our anniversary one year.
That happened one time.
Yeah, you did.
Was that the night that Brando broke my guitar?
That one doesn't ring a bell. I wonder if that was the same night.
Someone falling into the speakers, right? Or one of the monitors, I think. I mean, they've all been positive.
I like the rock the lot parties just because I just like playing outside.
The summer one? Yeah.
My favorite part is we're playing outside and, you know, you get that random group of people walking across the street and you'll hit a note or you'll do something that's pretty awesome and they'll turn their heads and they'll stop for a second. And I can see them, you know, and then you slowly, like, draw them in. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the rock lot part is
that's cool.
Yeah, and I guess I should mention that for listeners. Besides the anniversary, Firewater plays at least one show every summer. We do these outdoor parties in the parking lot, and we've, outside of Garrett getting heat stroke, we've lucked out in the weather pretty much every year.
Got to crack a few eggs, I mean. Yeah. Everyone else did great, so.
Yeah.
Well, he had to step in and drum that day because I think Brando was, we had a modified version of the band that day. So our keyboard player stepped in and played drums because our drummer was gone and it was a little too much for him.
Yeah. Right in the middle of the song.
Oh, my God. I looked back and I thought I was going to die. So I had to cut. He did. He just slowly ass over tea kettle.
Because
I'm going down, guys. Best part is he kept fucking drumming too. Like he didn't stop.
Almost out the back door.
He kept going.
Oh, God. That's dedication.
We just killed him.
Yeah. Song will be over in 45 seconds.
Now. We're gonna be famous. Well, if someone dies,
I get it. Yeah, that'd do it.
That'd do it. Spinal Tap moment where he just combusts.
Yeah. All right. So on that note, I mean,
they've always been. There's never been a disappointing time ever playing there. Period. Right. Like we've always had a good time. I think it's great that people turn out and they support you. And it's all about you guys, not us. You know, we're there to kind of have fun and hang out, but like really it's, you know, congratulations on making it 6 years. So we're always happy that you have us back to be able to play. So
yeah,
we're very appreciative of that for sure.
Well, we look forward to it. It's definitely, like we said, kind of a staple of the anniversary at this point.
It's awesome.
Are you going to be drive home playing that night? Doubt it.
Probably not. I don't think my wife will listen to this. No. Actually, I can't drive yet. I will not be drive home fine.
I was going to say, is your wheelie all rigged up yet? Stickers and stuff?
I got a bell and it's wrapped. I don't have all the stickers on it, but now I'll still be casted up. So right. I will not be driving home.
For those of you that don't know, Justin has a sweet new scooter ride.
Yeah.
I broke my foot and turned 40 in the same week, everyone.
His cat broke his foot. And he was sober when he broke his foot.
And working out. He's trying anyway.
Hey, only the cool people
what else happened
break
too?
Things when working out.
Was the sun at the right angle? Where it glared off something, like a Christmassy kind
of
light.
It was a dog barking in the distance.
That's what you get for trying to turn your life around and work out and better yourself.
Nope.
Knock that shit off. We'll take the other foot.
My new motto is just painkillers and here we go.
He just started walking downstairs looking towards the gym and thought, you know, between a broken foot or working out.
James, that would be you.
I blame running. I'd started running the week before and had ran as much in one day as I had in like the last couple of years. It probably was weakened.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, but all right.
That'll keep no, what do you know?
I think the jury's still out on science,
so there's no way to know.
That's fine.
Nobody here's a scientist. Moving on.
No, nobody has any degree in exercise here.
Nope. Moving on. So, I know you guys kind of rounded out your year at Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
What shows? I mean, besides our show, any notable ones you want to mention in the next couple months in the area?
I really wish we could nail a date down on one of the things we've been talking about. It's been on my bucket list ever since I've started playing. Is I want to do like a full all original show. Right now, our shows are a good mix of it's probably 80-20, covers to originals. But we're to the point with all the stuff we've written, we've got 14, 15 things, songs that we're probably feel comfortable playing out to people. So we're working on, our bass player owns a bar in town. And so we're working on putting together an all original show. We just can't find a damn date.
Nice.
Cause Zeb plays too much. Cause he's so popular.
Plug for that. Check out the St. Patty's show. You guys, I'm assuming you're doing it this year, but every year at Bobtown. Owned by bassist Rick.
Yep.
amazing show.
Nuts to Butts, always busy in that room. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Justin, were you drive home fine that night?
No, and I couldn't hear for a couple days. It was wonderful.
It was worth it.
Rock party.
Yep. Anything else you want to say on the music you're working on, upcoming? I know you kind of mentioned you're working on some stuff. Anything you want to throw out there or just have people check you out?
Yeah, definitely. Like the last four songs that we got recorded and are done should be coming out soon. So I think we're going to, instead of doing like an EP, I think we're going to just release them as singles. So hopefully the first single, Not In This Country Song, should be out by the end of the month, I hope. I mean, we got the stuff all ready to go, which is kind of doing some cover art and then uploading it to our distributor and then going from there and having that out for people to listen to. And then maybe in a few weeks later, get the other three out too. So hopefully bringing those and then go from there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got a little more we're going to talk about. Feel free to chime in. Some of it might be relevant or just, I mean, nothing's really too relevant. So just
I'll pick some spots. And
yeah.
I got you.
Break us. See what you can do. So, Alyssa.
Yes.
Did you? I'm assuming you didn't prepare anything.
Oh, I'm still winging it.
So you have any tales from the tap room?
I actually do. It's related to a Firewater show.
Fitting.
So, perfect. I mean, I've been at Hop for almost 4 years now. I've been there for plenty of these shows, but the first one I worked was right after COVID. It was kind of a dead one. The lot was pretty empty. Not in a bad way. Like, I know people were just coming out and
like they have COVID bodies. Like,
yeah,
they had to put them in the beer cooler. Bit of a dead show. St. Croix County had a rough stretch. They had to use the beer cooler.
Yeah, we had to get fans there somehow.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
I cannot with this.
And that noise is Josh leaving.
Yes.
No, this is why I don't wing things.
No, you're doing great.
This is great. Do you have a story? You're just going to insult everyone
at
the table.
Okay, anyways. The first one I was there, it was like, I have never heard you guys before or anything, and I was told you guys were playing, and I was like, oh, sweet. I get to work out in the parking lot for it. It was decently busy, but it's just nothing that I've seen now. So then the year after, I was working open to close that day. Allison was working one to close. And all of a sudden, it was about to be the start of your show. And we had a line for like 4 hours straight. And I was like, oh, fuck, I haven't seen this before. Then at the end of the night, I'm just like cleaning up. And Justin can tell I've had enough. And like, then all of a sudden, Allison's sitting on the floor. Some customer just pissed me off. And Justin looks at me, he's like, yeah, you guys have had enough, that's about it. And then just tells everyone, you're done, and kicks everyone out. But I don't know, it was just nice to see that, like, that first year when everything was opening back up, you guys still had that group there. And then ever since then, it's just been bigger and bigger throughout the years.
We actually played the night before everything locked down. We played the March, like, for St. Patty's Day. We played Bobtown
right before,
and it was packed to the gills, and that, I think he even
we killed at
like,
least eight people.
I think he even said, like, God, I hope no one gets sick, and, like, it was a Friday, and that Monday they shut the world down, and, like, we played that weekend.
Yeah, it was a Friday or Saturday or whatever it was, and then a Monday is when Wisconsin, when it finally, they
it
shut
Tuesday.
Everything down.
We played.
Because it was also Taco Tuesday, and I was lit up. I showed up to Hop and Barrel in work clothes, in green, ready to go. They poured me a green beer, and Justin goes, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, I just got news, like, they're furloughing everyone at work. And he's like, well, they shut us down too. And I'm like, no, I had plans.
Yeah. So we played that night, that weekend.
Yeah,
right,
and it
that.
Was packed.
It was packed.
That's
oh
awesome.
My God. It was, We had nothing to do with it, though.
Whoops.
Everybody can make their own decision.
Rick did not own the bar at that time.
Rick did not own the bar at that time.
You were the Rudy Gobert just walking around licking microphones.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, pretty much.
Yeah. Shaking hands.
Cracking jokes. Babies. Like, God. It was just kind of all funny at that point.
Yeah. And then it wasn't.
Is it funny again yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
On that point, then it was we as musicians worried about that, you know, because we're like, gosh, are we gonna be able to play a show for you guys or play for anybody at that point? And so it was nice to see everybody return and have a good time. We've always done really great in this area, and we really appreciate everybody that's still sticking around, coming to see us, and we try not to oversaturate ourselves by playing everywhere, but still have enough people that want to come and see us, and it's
congregation's it's growing. Yeah,
it is great.
So. Amen. Alyssa, did anything from that night have to do with a garbage can?
What happened?
Triggered.
Too soon.
That was a straw that broke the camel's
back.
No,
I was changing out a garbage, and right when I went to go put a clean bag in, someone threw a cup at me, and I was like, they're dead to me now. and then, like, I gave Justin this look, like, are you fucking kidding me? And that's when he told everyone.
They, like,
to
threw
leave.
The cup at you? Or
no,
like,
in the can
garbage.
As I was putting the bag in there.
The fresh.
Like, in between the bag and the garbage.
Oh,
like,
didn't even
they saw me coming over with the bag, and they're like, no, fuck you.
Dig that out of there.
I was so mad. That was my straw at that point.
That ain't right.
Genuinely, that's my biggest closing pet peeve. Yeah. It's like, if you see an empty garbage can, find another one.
There are more. Yeah, I'm like, I've been here for 13 hours. You picked the wrong garbage can right now.
Take that garbage home.
It's your garbage now.
So, as far as the last few years' anniversaries, anyone have any... any other fun stories besides things that could get us in trouble with the TTB?
What's the TTB?
Is there a cricket noise?
The Enforcement Agency of the Federal and State Government that handles tax.
The Tax Trade Bureau.
Yeah. Oh. Alcohol, gambling, tobacco.
I thought you were going to say it.
That's not there.
Are you guys having like a private conversation right now? You know we're on a podcast, right?
Well, you sounded like you was going to sound out a
letter. Couldn't think tobacco. But that's what they spend most of their time doing, actually. It's kind of funny. Anyway, long story. Anniversary stories.
I think I have any safe ones.
Yeah, we should have thought about this before we scripted a little better. So, if anyone...
How about you?
Me?
Yeah, what's your anniversary?
You've been here the longest, so...
Yeah, that's fair.
What's a
you know,
number?
You kind of hit a few of the funny ones already. You know, I don't want to say they bore together in a bad way, but I just enjoy them so much because of the chaos of it in a good way. Like, it's just, it's a nonstop chance to kind of bounce off and talk to everyone, and just the atmosphere is always so fun. People are there to have a good time, whether it's, you know, to listen to music, try some new beers, just have a little bit of a celebration in the middle of January. There's nothing that really sticks out, and I'm not, you know, I could make funny jokes about silly things that go wrong or someone sneaking something in or whatever. But honestly, it's just the spirit of it is so fun to have the middle of January, everyone getting together to celebrate something locally and just getting to know people.
Yeah.
A lot of what I do, I'm not around the tap room as much as I'd like. I'm out in the road, and I'd like to work more on bringing some of our, you know, distributor partners or accounts we do business with in for things like the anniversary. And it's starting to get that way. So it's fun for me in that regard. Just to see all these different people in the same place and have a chance to just be social.
Sure.
We should send out party invites.
Try
it's
it
called
a couple
social media.
Oh my gosh.
Excuse
God
me.
Forbid somebody
what is
have
this?
An idea.
What is the social media you speak of?
That's where you can find Firewater? Is it?
Oh, yeah, on all the social media.
On the social
media?
Everything.
Sometimes people just like,
anniversary is posted on there.
There is something magical about getting like a party invite in the mail.
There is a handwritten one, so I think
you can't turn that down.
Yourself a job?
Like somebody put in the effort to handwrite you an invite, you best show up.
You're like, shit,
you know?
I have to go to this, or I need to send them a really nice gift.
Yeah, look at her hand. Look at her handwriting on that notepad.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Fruit basket.
So Alexa's not doing this.
I just handwrote 50 baby shower invites. Okay?
So you can
do this. And the one thing that everyone said was, wow, who wrote this? In like a nice way. Okay.
Yeah, that's my
nice
point.
Handwriting.
You
sweet
just
Greg.
Got yourself a job after the storage
oh,
rooms moved.
Wait, Greg. You sold yourself.
So,
back up.
January 13th, Saturday, January 13th, will be the anniversary party this year. Obviously, Firewater's playing. We'll talk a little bit more out, but we're going to have our first ever mixed culture barrel aged sour bottle release. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said that right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, which we haven't talked much about yet, but that'll be coming up too. So
sounds very progressive, mixed culture.
There's a lot of funky things that fermented it that weren't just yeast.
Is it called Coexist?
Days of Wild.
Oh. Ooh, yeah.
Coexist. That's.
Did you spell Wild? It's W I L D.
No, we kind of missed an opportunity there, didn't we? We did W I L D.
Where were you guys when we were talking about that?
Oh, Zach Wild.
Drunk, probably.
Somewhere. Not practicing.
Not practicing. Twice a month. After chicken wings.
Oh, so good.
Where from?
James.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where, Rick owns Bobtown, and we get to practice there, too. It's fantastic.
It's great.
And eat chicken
meals
wings.
And
eat chicken wings.
They do great wings.
They're fantastic.
Amazing food at Bobtown. We've plugged them, like, 4 times now. Everyone check out Bobtown.
We probably said Bobtown more than we've said Hop and Barrel.
God, I bet you're right.
Yeah, we don't have wings.
It's a race.
But you guys do have some of the best food trucks in town, though. I will give you that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Thanks, Oscar.
Thank you. Oscar. Oh, Oscar will be there on the anniversary. How good. Well, I'm kind of taken away from what you're going to talk about here. But so James.
The excitement is just there.
Just like, I got nothing.
James, why don't you tell us what's going on in the tap room?
Absolutely. So, as for the tap room updates, we mentioned a couple of these things already. We have a couple of premium.
Sorry.
All good. A couple of premium new bottle releases that were coming out in the middle of December. And then for the anniversary party in January. The first one, it is a barley wine aged in Tennessee whiskey barrels. We're calling it Down by the River. We have been sampling it throughout this week. We're bottling it tomorrow. It is a rich brew with an intense and fruity aroma that is a shockingly smooth vanilla finish. It does not taste like it's 17% ABV. It is...
Excuse me, what?
Scary good.
And when he says sampling it out, it basically means we've been drinking the shit out of it and...
I definitely had a
is
good
it
amount
is
today.
Is it wine?
No, it's a Tennessee whiskey barrel. We aged it. So we finished the beer,
the
put it in the barrel.
Wine.
Barley wine.
Barley.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So barley wine is a very strong alcohol, or very strong beer.
Yeah.
Even this morning, I get into work at 9 o'clock, and it's, we got to start QCing some of this. So it's like, fine.
I know. They walked up with a glass of it to me today, and I was like, it's 10. Yeah. I still have a job to do today.
Fine, the things that we
but
do.
But okay.
It is a very limited supply. We're only doing about 50 bottles total. We're going to have a small amount reserved for sampling on the day of the release. But we're super excited about that one. And similar to that, we're doing our Days of Wild. That's the premium sour. It was a cultured blend, a curated cultured blend of 3 different barrels. Each of them brought something unique to it. One of them had kind of a bite on the front end. The other one was a little bit smoother. And the last one had a certain funk to it. When we combined them in just the right amounts, it's just, it hits all the notes you're looking for. It's a lot of flavor, which is something that you want in a premium product. But it's not just bold for the sake of being bold. It's very well balanced. We have that in both a sour and then a fruited sour that's mixed with peaches. So that one, very similarly, limited release that's going to be in bottles, and it'll be on the anniversary party. Elsewhere around the taproom, we have some new merch, including some Doc sleeveless hoodies. We have some beanies and some new baseball caps coming up. We also have a new line of soap created in partnership with Day Spring Farm. It's made with Minnesconsin, and one is made with St. Black lagers, along with goat's milk and other natural ingredients. It's available in the tap room. We're selling that by itself or in combination with our 6-packs for a nice cozy stocking stuffer. Otherwise, special events for the new year. Monday, January 8th, we have a special show with Zeb.
It's me.
That's right.
January.
January.
Sorry.
That's
okay.
It's
you're probably busy. Just the other guy.
On January 10th.
My invite must be in the mail.
Hey, we're handwriting
it. I'm writing it out.
It's being handwritten as we
send a fruit basket.
Yeah.
And it's not come play with us, it's come watch Zeb.
Hold on. On January 10th. Yeah. January 10th, we are doing Dinner with the Makers. It's a special event with Brick's Neapolitan Pizza just across the street from us. It's going to be a 6-course meal. Brick's providing the food and we're providing the beer. Tickets are very limited, but it's going to be a delicious pairing. I can't wait for that one.
I will be there on my scooter.
That's going to be.
Wait.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be walking home, but we'll be right with you.
I'm not kidding.
As we've been talking about, January 13th, it's our anniversary party. The music stylings of Firewater Gospel Choir, food by Oscar, the best
damn dipping tacos.
Yeah.
Birria that you've ever had.
Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, I had a good taco. It is consistently a 10 out of 10 best tacos I've ever had.
Let's just say I got a text from James at midnight that night and was like, are you still thinking about that taco?
He should have said wet taco.
That would be inappropriate.
that crosses.
Dipping taco.
Yeah. I was legitimately.
HR would have to get involved on that.
We don't have one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, wet tacos.
Yeah, dipping taco.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's the best. And January 18th is our hot dish contest. 28th. What is 28th. I'm sorry. January 28th, our hot dish contest. Everyone is encouraged to bring your best dish, and we will have crowlers for the top three winners. Some other regular events that will be coming in 2024. We'll be doing a couple new things. We'll be doing regular punk rock shows. I will be announcing dates and bands soon. We just recently had the Twin Cities Record Show. It was a great time, and we're looking forward to doing that again on a quarterly basis. And we're also going to be launching an open mic comedy night hosted by Robert Burrill. He'll be emceeing along with a guest comic. So it should be a nice balance, bringing out a new flair to open mic, whereas Ratterday is always very music-focused. We want to kind of bring out some comedy. Otherwise, regular weekly events throughout the month of January. So the first Monday of every month is Crowler Monday. You buy two, get one free. Mondays, we also host Red River Fencing at 6:30. Tuesday, we have merch BOGO for the first pour, anytime you wear our apparel. We're still setting up regular dates for D&D, but you can plan on having them twice a month rather than just once a month. Thursdays will now be Trivia Night at 6 p.m., hosted by Trivia Mafia. And every Friday, we have live music from 6 to 8. In January, we will be featuring Justin Bartz, Connor Moore, Sten Carlson, Sarah V, as well as Zeb. So looking forward to all of the regular events and then some new things that we're planning for 2024.
That is awesome. So just a couple quick plugs. I mentioned we got a bunch of things going on in Wisconsin across the state, but 19th and 20th, you can check us out in Green Bay. And if you're in Milwaukee on the 25th, Madison on the 26th, or Green Bay on the 27th, we're going to have a bunch of takeovers and tastings going on too. Check out our social media for upcoming events and news as these roll out. And also, I think there might be, we'll see if this comes to fruition, but a basketball tournament in River Falls.
Yeah, no Steve Perry psychos.
Steve Perry.
Admittedly, I tend to get ahead of things, but it's gotta leave that tease. Right?
Oh my God, we have to have a basketball team.
Yeah.
See the excitement.
One other question.
Who's the squeak? Who's the
Justin,
squeak of firewater?
Garrett, oh my God.
Fucking Garrett.
Come on.
So is this going to be Firewater Johnsons then?
Yeah, the Firewater Johnsons. Yes. That'll be the name of our team.
Sponsored by the Johnsonville Brats.
Or that could be...
Wieners on Fire, who do you go to?
Or there's a certain venue you've mentioned that could be the perfect name when you play.
Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Never mind. We'll talk off air.
Did they host a chili contest?
Chili?
You had a question, Casey.
Oh, yeah. Did you let all of your family members know that the hot dishes need to be fully cooked before they submit them for the competition? Or
my family members have been dealt with.
They've been taken care of.
Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
You know who you are. Oh, he thought he could cook, but apparently the microwave wasn't on full power that day.
It was in a metal pan. I sure hope to hell he didn't put that in the microwave.
He probably did. I knew the apartment he was living in. I helped him move out. There was no oven. Either that was cooked on his dashboard as he drove over, or...
Oh.
So, a little bit of context. The first hot dish competition, Justin's uncle submitted a hot dish that was Hormel chili with uncooked Pillsbury biscuits slapped on top of it.
It was rough.
It was very rough.
I remember that. It was, and it's one of those things where you don't want
to
be rude because it's the boss's, like, family.
No, no, this is David.
No, we were rude about it.
I quit. I didn't know you liked that then.
Justin, what place did he get?
No, he did not place.
No, we made a special place in hell for that day.
Yeah.
We placed in hell.
So we
want to cook down there.
We judged it on the BJCP score sheet, and I think he got ones across the board because you can't give zeros.
So that's the beer judge certificate program. So we use the beer standards to judge our hot dish, which we still do to this day.
Good.
I like that.
Yeah. Yep, that was a good time. So,
Robin.
So, 6 years. Here we go.
Who uses biscuits instead of dumplings? By the way, like.
Okay, like, we've gone on enough, but there's a conversation I want to unpack there. I'm not defending him, but you know, cook it through. Whatever. Anyway, cheers to all of our listeners. You can find our beer throughout the great state of Wisconsin, except for now around Door County.
Which we got to figure out how to get.
Yeah,
there.
What the hell's wrong?
Oh, we already
we'll
do.
Take a tour.
Oh, there's a whole story. The distributor out there, we were warned by an Irish guy who owns one of the distributors, like, oh, you shouldn't go and drink
Irishmen
with that. Like,
just green.
One
but
Irish
no, it got us more excited to go yeah. eventually. Oh, tangent.
Yeah, bring
anyway.
Water with you.
Okay, we'll talk about that next fall. Probably out of month. All right. Well, we're also available in Northeast Minnesota and the eastern parts of the Twin Cities Metro. And if your local establishment doesn't have our beer on tap or on the shelf, please ask for Hop and Barrel. It really does make a difference. Thanks for tuning in this month and for the last 6 years. If you have any questions, comments, or things for the good of the group, hit us up on Facebook at Hop and Barrel Brewing, Instagram at Hop and Barrel, TikTok Hop and Barrel, and you can also send a message to feedback@blindninjastudios.com. Catch you next month.